In It for the Kicks, back in my day.
At In It for the Kicks, we absolutely pride ourselves on being super diverse and representing music on air that pretty much other people do not. For this week's Back in My Day, we spoke to BK. He is the man who was the most successful and prolific hard house producer of all time. He has been voted the number one hard house producer in the world 7 times. Now, of the hundreds, and I do mean hundreds of tracks that he has produced and remixed, it's pretty hard to pinpoint just one. But we're going to give you the story of BK Revolution. This is the track that continues to set dance floors absolutely alight in the trance world, in the hard dance world. And for BK, it was a vinyl-only top 40 hit back in 2003.
Revolution was made at a time when everyone within the hard house scene was either trying to do something very similar to the heartbeat sound or doing something a bit techie, and everything was the same, and hard trance had sort of been left behind and no one was really doing it. So one of the things I'd noticed as a punter going to places like Trades were how great DJs would play either a load of techno records or a load of harder records, and then when the moment was right, they'd play something with an amazing riff. But because they'd put it among this stuff which wasn't so musical, the impact it had when that record came in was 10 times as much as it would have been had you played 5 hard trance records in a row. So for me, it was a conscious decision to go, look, I need a record that has a bigger bit of, you know, what I call pathos, which is emotion that kind of makes you feel happy but also is a little bit sad kind of thing, if that makes sense. I needed one of these records for my set, and that was the story behind Revolution. I just needed to make a record that was musical, so I could play it up against the non-musical stuff to get a great reaction in the club. And I borrowed a synthesizer from Dave Randall for a couple of days, I think it was, and it was an old Virus B, and I'd been fiddling around with that, and I got this sound out of it, and I thought, that's a great sound, and I'd done a very, very, very simple riff on it, you know, very simple riff, and I'd recorded it into the computer, and off went the synth back to Dave Randall. And at this time, they just released a program called Recycle, and I managed to take that riff with that sound and put it into the sampler and re-cut it up and rejig it and replay it. And that's the riff that was Revolution. And funny enough, the vocal on that record is actually me, because I couldn't be bothered to look for a sample, so I just recorded it myself. Revolution was one of those records which again crossed out of our hard house. You had all your big trance boys playing it. You had, you know, house boys playing it. Judge Jules championed it here on Radio 1 along with Dave Pierce. And it eventually was like the first sort of hard house record really to get an A-list play on Radio 1 here. So it came up for re-release at Christmas time. And at Christmas time, in the UK, and I guess everywhere in the world, what happens is the record shops will make room on their shelves for things like Elvis's greatest hits, the best of Christmas music anthems. So when it came to delivering it to all the big record stores, they were like, well, we're not going to take a lot of this because it's Christmas. So it was a kind of bad timing for the release. So what we just did was just put it out on vinyl. And because of this, it went top 40 in the UK, but it had actually sold more than it was at, like, number 10 in the national charts, because a lot of the vinyl went through unregistered chart shops that were small independent shops that weren't registered for selling music to the charts. So it actually sold more than it was sort of number 10 in the nationals. But still, with that, the shops that were chart registered, it still reached top 40 in England. And that, because it was only released on vinyl, that's actually made it the last ever vinyl-only top 40, which is quite an accolade to have.
Do you know how many copies, or can you kind of estimate how many copies you think Revolution sold?
Oh, it would be well over 500,000, I should imagine. I mean, at the time, I think in 1 year it went on 280 different compilations worldwide.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrekkie. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Howrekkie.